Michigan's business and political leaders have gathered today on Mackinac Island. This is the opening day of the Detroit Regional Chamber's big annual policy conference, which runs through Friday. There'll be plenty of speeches and panel discussions about the economy, education, healthcare, and a wide range of other policy issues. And just as importantly, the conference is a chance for politicians, a chance for them to network, to schmooze, and to drum up support and donations. Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are on Mackinac right now tracking all of this, and they join us now. Hi, guys.
Hi, Cindy.
Well, first off, Zoe, give us a little more detail about what's going on at this conference. We can hear it happening all around you.
I know. Rick and I are here in the midst of the conference. We're in the media room right now. We are all sort of huddled together. I shouldn't say we are all huddled together. There is a lot of room, a lot of media here at this conference. You know, thousands attend, the governor, lawmakers, congressmen and women, the business community, CEOs, entrepreneurs, lobbyists. And
I don't know if you can hear it, but actually that's former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's actually delivering a speech in the background.
He is in the background.
Okay.
And as I was saying, you know, the policy is full to the brim this year of folks. A joke was made earlier that, you know, the island might actually sink from all the weight of everyone here. But, I mean, you know, it is interesting dynamic. We're all on this island, people really well-dressed. Meanwhile, you know, this island, you can't have cars on it.
Right.
So people are walking to and from the beautiful Grand Hotel. There's horses and horse manure around that we're all trying to, you know, stay away from. So it's an interesting
one of the great
dynamic.
Things that comes out of this is shin splints.
Shin splints and dodging manure, right?
Exactly.
What do you see as the main agenda items this year?
You know what? It's always kind of a moving target, but obviously since this is a politics and business conference, a lot of it is about jobs. And like I said, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's widely talked about as a possible Republican presidential aspirant, is just wrapping up. And he talked a lot about entrepreneurialism and education, that he urged the state of Michigan to stick with the Common Core education standards. And that comes as literally today, the legislature sent the governor, Governor Rick Snyder, an education budget that actually freezes funding for implementing those education standards. So that's kind of a big deal. And what that means is that Governor Snyder now has to go back to the drawing board and try to convince the legislature to release that funding to make that happening. And we should also point out that Governor Bush, who is considered to be something of a governor in the same model as Rick Snyder, mm-hmm. took a lot of time to sort of, give one tough nerd a shout out about the job that he's done. And all of this is happening as the person we are now presuming is going to be the governor's Democratic adversary, Mark Schauer, is hanging out in the wings.
Also, there's a big focus on education, isn't there, Zoe?
There is. We will hear from Michelle Rhee, CEO of Students First. She's also the former chancellor of the D.C. public schools, a somewhat controversial figure. She'll be speaking about education reform. We're also going to hear from Carlos Gutierrez, the former U.S. Secretary of Commerce. So, you know, what they do is they have big names here in Michigan, but they also go out into the country, business leaders, politicians that they think are going to give some good speeches and have some interesting things to say. So we'll hear from a wide range of people.
And the business leaders who are here that for a long time, this is a group that's endorsed more money for early childhood education. And even though they didn't get what they want with the Common Core standards, that there is a lot more money for early childhood. Governor Snyder talked about it in his introductory remarks. And there's this sense that we're making a lot of progress in ensuring that every child will at least have access to a quality preschool experience. So there's talk about that. There's a lot of talk about about the future of charter schools and school choice in Michigan, online education, which is a big push of the governor's, and in recent weeks it's been somewhat controversial as members of his administration were involved in an effort to sort of shake up the education system, make it less expensive by offering more technology in education. Those are all things that are being talked about up here.
And this group that Rick is talking about, it's been dubbed Skunk Works.
Right.
And on the ferry ride up here. Rick and I were actually on the ferry ride with Governor Snyder. He had, I think two cell phones and an iPad in front of him. So he was obviously working on the ferry. But then when you get off the ferry, thinking of Skunk Works.
Right. There's a group called Progress Michigan. It's a liberal, progressive group that, as you would expect, is very, very critical of Governor Snyder. So people, as they were walking off the boat, were met with a person in sort of a giant bobblehead Rick Snyder costume and a skunk. And
a person little, dressed up as a skunk mascot.
Yep,
very
and
good.
A Pepe Le Pew air freshener for the cars that are not allowed on Mackinac Island.
How subtle. Now, we know, guys, this conference is put together by the Detroit Regional Chamber, and that's, of course, a pro-business group. But let's get in more about the politics that will be happening up here.
Absolutely, Cindy. I mean, this is the time that lawmakers can meet up and talk to influential leaders, begin to campaign, whether or not they really want to admit that that's what they're doing, right? They don't want to actually say we're coming up here to campaign, but this is the time that they're sitting down with folks that they're trying to get their support from, and let's be honest, their financial donations from. So this is a time to do some...
That there's a wide array of people here representing a large number of interests, foundations, Republicans, Democrats, but there's one thing that they have in common. And that's money.
Yes, exactly.
And there are politicians up here who are hoping to get access to it. As a matter of fact, Mark Schauer just filed his campaign statement, creating a campaign committee, because literally, if you're a politician running for office, you're not allowed to accept a check if you don't have someplace to put it.
Ah,
I don't think it's any accident that that campaign committee was formed the day before the Democratic hopeful is arriving here on the island.
And then, Cindy, also there's, you know, the gubernatorial race. There's also the U.S. Senate race. Cindy, you talked with Bobby Shostak, of course, on yesterday's show, chairman of the Republican Party. You talked a little bit with him about who would be running as the Republican candidate in the Senate seat. We do have some news on that today.
Non-news.
We thought there was a chance that Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican, it represents the 8th District of Michigan. We thought that there was some chance that he would declare his candidacy on the island. We spoke with his office today that said don't expect as much.
Right. So a lot of candidates are saying that June 1st is sort of the informal cutoff to get in or get out, because in a state like Michigan, which has long cold winters, when you've got an open seat like this, it really takes two summers of campaigning if you're really going to mount a serious race. And so there are some people who are thinking that maybe the U.S. Senate race, right now we've got the Democrat Gary Peters, but maybe the U.S. Senate race would launch on this island at this conference where politics is such a prevailing theme.
But it seems not that one at this point, unless they're throwing you a curveball.
Right, and my guess is that we'll also maybe see some other candidates jump in, maybe even in the next week, kind of needling along, going, hey, you know, Congressman Rogers.
We'll hear from Terry Lynn Land, by the former Secretary of State, that she'll announce her intentions by Monday.
Okay.
I'll bet you a dollar.
A lot of testing the water up on Mackinac this week.
This is the time to do it.
Well, this is a conference that historically has made candidates. That Rick Snyder really owned this when he was the Republican candidate for governor, and 8 years before that, 12 years before that, an obscure attorney laboring for Wayne County was brought out, and Jennifer Granholm was the subsequent Attorney General, and then Governor of Michigan, and this conference was really kind of her coming out party as well. So, this is someplace where where politicians come to be seen.
Dreams made and broken on Mackinac Island.
Well, in our last minute, tell me what's the big hits? What are you both looking for this week at the conference?
I think it's going to be interesting tomorrow. Tomorrow late afternoon, there's a forum for some of the candidates running in the Detroit mayoral race. That'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. Of course, folks running for mayor, even though the city is under emergency management. So we'll hear some answers to questions probably about what you will do with the city how do you actually govern if it's under state-appointed emergency management. It'll also be interesting to hear the conversation among the so-called quadrant. That's the Democratic and Republican leaders in both the State House and Senate. Republican Senator Randy Richardville, Democratic Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Republican Speaker of the House Jace Bolger, Democratic House Leader Tim Grimmel. We can only assume that they're going to be talking about the budget. budget that's being passed in Lansing?
Well, that's on its way to the governor. But, you know, you look at all of the things that are stalled right now, and these are things that are on businesses' wish list, that we're talking about road funding. We're talking about the Medicaid expansion. We're talking about these Common Core standards that we were just talking about. I think one of the big questions as legislators arrive later today, can these business people convince the legislature to move on those issues that are so important to them?
Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark, the co-hosts of It's Just Politics, right there in the thick of things on Mackinac. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thanks,
Cindy.
Our pleasure.